Like any coffee shop, the Backdoor Cafe is a gathering place where residents talk about current events and local politics over mugs of hot espresso and steamed milk. The walls here are decorated with local art and also with the campaign swag of local politicians, Democrats mostly. So while this place is no stranger to political action, it's something of a novelty to see a Republican state senator standing at the counter receiving a petition from cafe owner Bernadette Rasmussen.
So what they want here is your printed name as it appears on your voter registration card. We need all of this information. You have choices here, your signature.
Stedman and his family sat down at a nearby table with the light blue petition booklet. Stedman signed, so did his wife, Lorene, so did their daughter, Susan.
That's her first official act as a registered voter.
Just outside the cafe, Stedman joked that politics are a family affair and said he wants voters to have a say on the oil tax bill he spent most of the last legislative session opposing.
So I encourage a full public process. And down on the islands in Southeast, we're certainly not afraid of public process. We have lots of it. So I see nothing wrong with having a thorough scrubbing in the media and the Alaskans around the state going to the ballot box a year from August and voicing their opinion.
Changes to Alaska's oil tax structure in Senate Bill 21 could cost about $6 billion over the next 5 years. That's according to a fiscal memo attached to the legislation. And Stedman's opposition to the bill puts him at odds with many in his party. He says the majority of Republicans, especially those inside the rail belt between Anchorage and Fairbanks, favor the new tax structure, but that those opinions are not as unified in the state's rural areas. And Stedman says he himself is not even opposed to redoing Alaska's oil tax structure, which is called Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES for short. But he says the debate is not all or nothing either.
So the question isn't take ACES and be happy, or take Senate Bill 21 and, you know, run us off the road. There's a middle ground in here where we could modify the tax structure to keep our basin competitive, yet not give away the farm. And when somebody stands up and says, we have to take 21 and there's no other alternative, don't buy it.
The repeal that Stedman supports, of course, has plenty of opponents. Among them is the Make Alaska Competitive Coalition in Anchorage. The State Chamber of Commerce and chambers in Juneau, Fairbanks, and Kenai have joined the coalition against the repeal, along with a host of other statewide organizations, companies, and individuals. One of those organizations is the Alaska Support Industry Alliance. The Anchorage-based trade association represents the companies that support the state's gas and oil industries. Its members employ about 30,000 people in the state.
We need to increase production. That's what SB 21 was designed to do. So that's one part of the equation.
The other part of the equation, says Alliance General Manager Rebecca Logan, is to bring sustainability and stability to Alaska's state budget, which depends on oil revenue.
The thing we've heard repeatedly from everybody in the testimony is that it's very hard for people to invest billions of dollars here when we're constantly changing our tax structure. So we change our tax structure again, and within 4 days of that change, we start a referendum to repeal that. And in my mind, that's the definition of instability, and we are trying to avoid that.
So let's go back to the other side of this argument and the petition that Stedman signed. Organizers estimate they have about 28,000 signatures across the entire state in favor of repeal so far. They need more than 30,000 to put the issue before voters in August of 2014. Stedman says if the petition is successful, it'll be an uphill battle for those hoping to overturn Senate Bill 21.
And it's going to be the David versus the Goliath discussion. But, you know, when people sit and think about it a minute, they own that oil. And a tax is nothing more than the price to sell it.
In Sitka, organizers estimate they've gathered about 800 signatures so far and estimate they'll break 1,000 when all is said and done. They're planning a final push to gather those signatures at Sitka's 4th of July festivities before mailing the books to Anchorage on the 5th. The overall deadline for the petitions is July 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.